Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay on Thursday, December 4th. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. Coming up today, we'll bring you an update on the water crisis in Tunbridge Wells. Shoppers copping parking fines they don't deserve, and we'll celebrate the opening of an event space in Medway. But first, taking a look at our top story today. A huge development of 257 flats in Ashford has been thrown into doubt after a construction firm went into administration, leaving huge blocks unfinished. Louis Walker has been following this story for the Kent Online podcast. He's with me now and has some more details. First of all, Louis, what can you tell us about the development that seemingly stalled in Victoria Road?
Yes, so proposals first emerged as far back as 2005 to develop the former PowerGen site. Permission was granted by Ashford Borough Council in 2016 to see a total of 400 flats built split across Victoria Road. Construction first began on the first 143 in June 2021, after Vidi Construction signed a £62.3 million contract to build the homes. It was initially hoped the whole development, which is one of many seen in Victoria Road in recent years, would be completed by 2023.
And the company behind it, Vidi Construction, went into administration in September, is that right?
Yes, that's right, and it has really thrown into doubt the future of the additional 257 flats. Vidi Construction fell into administration in September, leaving the site abandoned ever since. The Coventry-based firm were working in partnership with Starlight Investments, which acquired the plot from King's Crescent Homes last year, and it earmarked a revised date of late 2025 for completion.
So what does the construction site look like at the moment, and what do people living nearby have to say?
Yes, so Vidi had already built the first phase, totalling 143 flats, before collapsing into administration, with contractors seen on site this week carrying out landscaping works on the project known as the Triangle. But a huge question mark remains over the remaining 257 flats in Phase 2, next to Victoria Road car park. Currently, a crane is towering over the half-built blocks, many wrapped in tarpaulin, while security guards are manning the site around the clock. One resident, who walks past the site regularly, said he was very surprised it had stopped. They added it's a huge multi-million pound development, so it seems strange for the construction to grind to a halt. They hoped a solution could be found quickly, as it's a very prominent site that needs completing.
Is there any resolution to this in sight?
It remains unclear how the situation will be resolved. After almost a decade in business, administrators from insolvency company Horsfields have been appointed to Vidi Construction by the High Court in Manchester. It very much leaves the future of this now abandoned second phase unknown, with the only information available from partner Starlight Investments stating how it is scheduled for completion in late 2025. Kent Online have attempted to contact Horsfields but are yet to receive a response.
Thanks so much, Louis. You can read more on this story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
A second person's been questioned by police following a stabbing at a house in Chatham. A murder investigation was launched after a 19-year-old was found at a property in Thorold Road in the early hours of Tuesday. An 18-year-old from London is in custody along with a 32-year-old man. A man who stole a car from London before crashing it into an ambulance on an emergency call in Gillingham has been jailed. Harry Foster Smith was seen speeding on the M2 before the collision on Hoth Way in August. Two paramedics had to be taken to hospital. The 19-year-old from Brunswick Street in Bexley Heath has been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months. A former teacher from Gravesend who attacked his neighbour following a row about guttering has avoided being sent to prison. A court heard Jeff Sawwood repeatedly punched the victim, leaving him with a black eye, a cut ear and bruised cheek. The 66-year-old from Racefield Close in Shorne admitted an assault charge and must do 300 hours of unpaid work. A Sittingbourne man's been fined after dumping a load of waste behind a boot store. A huge container full of rubbish was found in the boundary near Riverside Retail Park in the Wincheap part of Canterbury. Robin Dennis Turner from Crossways admitted fly tipping. The 74-year-old has been ordered to pay a total of £365, which includes costs. Meanwhile, a Strood man has been fined more than £1,000 for transporting waste without a licence. Nathan Fox was stopped by police after officers spotted metal waste in the back of his vehicle in January. The 28-year-old from Gravesend Road failed to pay the initial fixed penalty notice and didn't turn up to court. Now, a man who exposed himself in front of people in Faversham while holding a knife has been sent to prison. Chase Price had also thrown a bin at a person he didn't know and a glass at a teenager in King's Drive in September this year. This is the moment he was arrested.
Right, sir, I see him, he's on settling clothes. Off to a taser! Stay where you are! So you are, mate, off to a taser, on the floor! Fire's your priority, got nailed on the floor and sitting close.
Please, mate.
Right, mate, this time you're under arrest, right? For exposure. For assault.
The 29-year-old, who has no fixed address, has been locked up for 21 months.
Kent Online News.
An update now on our top story from yesterday. Investigations are underway as a water supply crisis in Tunbridge Wells continues for a sixth day. A government minister has confirmed she's spoken to the boss of South East Water, and the inspectorate will look at why it's taking so long to restore supplies. Water from the Pembrey Treatment Works is being pumped directly into the system for flushing toilets and washing. It must be boiled before being consumed. Nicola was able to speak to Neil Hudson, who's the head of water quality at South East Water. He's given us this explanation.
We've had issues at the treatment works at Pembrey, which has caused the treatment works to shut down. What we're doing now, and we've been unable to provide a wholesome supply consistently. All water we've supplied up to this point has been completely safe to drink. What we're doing now and why we put this boil water notice on is to allow us to run the treatment works consistently. The water will still be going through a full treatment process. However, there's potential issues with our disinfection process at the very end, which is why we're asking customers to boil water before they use it for drinking, cooking, brushing teeth, etc. And the main reason for this is to allow people to restore supplies for sanitation purposes so they can flush toilets, so they can shower, hand washing. So effectively, so you can get back to that side from the public health point of view.
How safe is that, though? I mean, it sounds quite dangerous to put water through a system that's not safe to drink if people haven't heard this boil message that you've put out today. I mean, how poorly could people get if they drink that water?
So I think the first thing to say really is, obviously, we're using all channels available to get that message out to customers. Obviously, we appreciate your time to help us get that message out. And so that plays part of it. The media side, we've sent text messages, SMS to all of our customers in that affected area. We've got information on the website. We're obviously sending letters out to every customer in that area. And we're also asking, which again, for your readers as well, if people have got elderly friends, relatives, neighbours who might not pick up on all of those messages, yeah, just to make sure that they're aware of that issue as well. So that's what we're doing, everything we can to make sure that message does get out there. In terms of the health risks, this is very much a precautionary boil water notice. The treatment works is operating within parameters, but to ensure that work runs consistently, there's the potential that some parameters might not be quite met, which is, so the risk is not high at this point, but it's just, yeah, again, from a precautionary point of view, you just want to make sure that everyone is boiling their water before use.
And how long is that likely to go on for? The problems obviously started on Saturday, but this boil notice in particular with water back in the system, how long will people have to do that?
So at this point in time, we are conscious of how long we've already been in this incident ongoing. We're looking at another 10 days is what we're saying. We're hoping that that's very much the extreme end. But what we don't want to do is give another short time scale. So, yeah, we're looking at 10 days at this point. Obviously, we will be working to do everything we can to try and bring that period in.
Elsewhere, a hotel boss says he's already lost around £30,000 as major water supply issues continue. Julian Leaf Griffiths is manager of the Tunbridge Wells Hotel. He's been speaking to reporter Ellie Hodgson.
It's been a shambles. It's been a series of miscommunications. It's been really difficult to try and operate. We have limped along for a few days. But sadly, today we've taken the decision to completely shut the business.
Can you give me some figures of how much this has dented the business?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, we're probably getting on for somewhere in the region of £25,000, £30,000 worth of losses over the last 3 or 4 days. And if it goes much longer than that, we could be up to £60,000 by the end of the week.
And how have you been getting by in the past few days, having guests?
It's been incredible. So obviously we've been buying water from the supermarkets. We've also been picking water up from the supplies. But it's been incredibly hard to try and keep a hotel running on bottled water.
What about washing and sort of thing, you've been able to manage with that?
So, yeah, I mean, we're doing our very best, but we're flushing loos with buckets, and it's not fantastic. And we tried to do it to help our guests out because we had some long-term guests here, but we've now decided that it's not really practical anymore, so we do need to shut.
Final question, how do you think South East Water have handled this, in your opinion?
I mean, it's been a catastrophe. It's been a litany of mistakes. They've got everything wrong from the very beginning. Communication has been terrible, and actually, arguably, it's got worse.
Julian says they've also been forced to cancel pre-booked Christmas parties. And finally, now let's hear from Lib Dem MP for Tunbridge Wells, Mike Martin.
At the moment, we're in crisis management mode. So the first thing is making sure that the communications are clear from South East Water, which they're not. They're still not clear about what's going on. And then the second thing is making sure that the operational, the crisis is being managed properly. So, for instance, these toilets behind us have been put in there by the Borough Council. We pushed South East Water to put them in for days and they haven't come in. And so the Borough Council, who've been excellent, have just taken the initiative and put them in themselves. And this means that the shops can open, because this is obviously one of the busiest shopping periods of the year. So we need to be able to get the shops open. So at the moment, it's real crisis management mode.
What is the last update you've had from South East Water that you're able to share?
People should go to the South East Water website. We've got water coming out that you can't drink out of the taps, and they should go to the websites to see the exact stipulations about that, the South East Water website. But they don't know when there will be a resolution to this issue in terms of drinking water coming back out of the taps.
Kent Online News.
It's been revealed something like a discarded cigarette caused a fire at a hotel in Chatham where two people suffered burns and smoke inhalation. One man was flown to hospital after the blaze broke out at the Alexandra Hotel near the railway station just over a week ago. Firefighters say it wasn't suspicious. The owners of one of Kent's most festive houses have been left heartbroken after thieves stole the money they'd raised for charity. The display in Colonel's Lane in Boughton-under-Bleen was collecting for the East Kent Hospital's Tiny Toes campaign. One of their money pots was cut from its fixing on Tuesday night. It has been reported to police. A care home in Herne Bay has been rated inadequate following an inspection from the Care Quality Commission. The visit came following concerns over medicine errors at Strode Park House, which provides care for adults with physical disabilities. The facility was found to be in breach of 4 regulations and has also been placed in special measures. A cafe at an Asda store in Canterbury has had to close temporarily after a visit from inspectors. The site in Sturry Road was found to be unacceptably dirty, with no hand soap in the basins and coffee grounds clogging up the sink. Bosses were told to clean up their kitchen and have since been able to reopen to customers.
Kent Online News.
Shoppers using a car park on Sheppey say they're being hit with £100 fines despite not breaking any rules. It's after some drivers reported visiting Neats Court in Queenborough on consecutive days, but the cameras didn't detect them driving away after their first trip. They're now being sent penalties for overstaying the 3-hour limit. Cliff Conybar's wife is among those caught. He says they've struggled to launch an appeal.
She came in here on the 4th of this month, done a bit in the morning, done a bit of shopping, and then she left here and went to do a horse, which she does 7 days a week, which is in Chalock, which is about 30 miles away. Then she came home, went to work that night because she works nights, finished work, go straight to the horse from work again, which is right away to Chalock. And on the way home, she came back in here to gut the bits and then went home. And then we've received the parking ticket saying the car come in on Thursday and didn't go out till Wednesday night. So obviously it did. And that's what we got the fine for.
Right, and the fine's 100 quid, isn't
it? Yeah, or £70 if you pay it within a certain amount of time. Obviously we're not, we haven't done it, so.
Yeah, because you're going to appeal
the. Yeah, but now it's wrong that now we've got to prove that we wasn't in here. I didn't have a Ring doorbell. I haven't got a dash cam, so I couldn't use that. I had no way of really saying, so I had to fill the form in and send it off, but I couldn't send any evidence. But luckily, the next day, my wife at the stables was telling the owner, and she said, we've got CCTV, and they've got us coming in Tuesday and Wednesday into the stables at the Chalock. But I've tried to get in touch with your car parks and you can't get in touch with them, because I wanted to give them the evidence to say you can't phone them, you can't email them, you can't do nothing. I think you've got to, the only way I think you've got to physically write them a letter. I think there's an address and that's it. So at the moment they haven't got my evidence, it's just I've got to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and what was your fee when you received the fine?
What was my wife's feeling? She's stressed out now. She don't. It's like, what happens if I come again? I'm going to get another £100 fine just because I go shopping, And the shops don't really want to know because it's not their problem. So, and I put a post on Facebook just to say, is anyone else? And I had 49 posts back. One was a taxi firm, said he got 4 tickets in one day, and yet it had taxis down the side of the cars. You know, and he said now that he's actually going to start billing them for his time because he keeps having to prove that he wasn't here. So yeah. I've just got to wait and see now what happens.
Yeah. Are you hopeful with the appeal? Do you think it will work?
Not really. Not without the evidence, because it's hearsay, isn't it? So they might come back and say, no, you still got to pay it. But then I don't know where we go from there because I can't get in contact with them to discuss anything.
And you were saying how your wife doesn't even want to come down here anymore.
No, not really, because, you know, I don't want to get a parking ticket every time you come shopping. You know, £100 is quite a lot of you.
Exactly.
It's just a principle. You know, how can... It's almost like legitimate theft. I mean, they just... You know, these big companies, we want £100. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't talk to us. You can't email us. You can't phone us. You can't do nothing. You know, it's not fair, really. It's not fair.
Euro Car Parks, who run the site, have been contacted for a comment. Almost 2,000 reports about animals being neglected in Kent have been made to a leading charity in the first 10 months of the year. That's up 17% on the same period in 2024. The RSPCA has described the stats as shocking and say teams are under real pressure. They've got a campaign underway to help provide support. Supermarket bosses in Maidstone say they're urgently investigating why two charity fundraisers were told to pack up and leave. The pair were collecting for Marie Curie at the Morrisons on Sutton Road when they were abruptly told to leave last Friday. The store had apparently double-booked charities for the same day. They've apologised and have offered to reschedule. Now, the owner of a pub in Raynham says ongoing road closures have forced his business to close for at least 100 days this year. Gas repairs from SGN have been stopping people travelling the length of Lower Raynham Road. Steve Brinsley, who runs the Three Mariners, says he's lost around 50% of his trade over the last 12 months. SGN have apologised and say they're working as safely and as quickly as they can to get the work done.
Kent Online News.
New figures show the amount of money brought in by Canterbury's controversial park and ride has increased slightly. Council had previously been criticised for running its £4 per day scheme across three sites on the city's outskirts. Income for the first 6 months of this financial year is forecast at more than £1.2 million, although that still leaves the local authority out of pocket. Tweaks are being made to the fast track bus timetable in Dover, so it links up with high speed trains into London. The County Council has been working with Stagecoach to enhance connectivity in the town. Changes will come into effect from Monday. It should make it easier for passengers to transfer between bus and rail and support local commuters. And the owner of an award-winning mobile bar in Chatham has just opened a new event space to run alongside it. Scott Tullock set up Larry's Mobile Bar after being put on furlough during COVID. His new venture is called District KCL. It's been set up at Chatham Waters overlooking the River Medway. He won a Kent and Medway Food and Drink Award in 2024. He's caught up with Nicola.
When I won the award and I met the judges for the award, it was something that I said that I wanted my own venue. Since before then, I've been looking for the right venue. A lot of searching, a lot of research, and I've now found the perfect venue to actually have my dream.
Absolutely. And you're in Chatham Waters, aren't you? So just describe that for anyone who doesn't know where Chatham Waters is.
Chatham Waters is part of the new development down by Chatham Docks. So it's just across the road from the police station by Waterfront UTC, next to the Big Asda and the Master Lincoln pub. The view outside of it is beautiful. Got the water location outside it with brilliant view, especially in the summer. It's an amazing view.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a real up and coming area as well, isn't it? There's an awful lot of houses being developed, being built there and moved into. So was it kind of a bit of a no-brainer when that site became available?
Absolutely. When I've done research, I looked for the venues, I saw the venue, and straight away I knew it was the one.
So tell us a bit about what it's like and what you're hoping to put on there. What's it going to be used for?
Well, it's going to be the same ethos that I do for Larry's Mobile Bar. It's affordable venue hire, but with the luxury and Instagrammable backdrop and venue that a lot of venues in Medway and Kent just don't seem to have. That's what I wanted. I wanted somewhere where people can hire me at affordable prices. And it's literally when they walk in, it's like, wow, this place looks amazing.
Kent Online Sport.
Football now, and Gillingham are through to the quarterfinals of the Kent Senior Cup. A young side beat Sevenoaks Town 2-0 away from home last night. They'll travel to take on Tunbridge Angels next week. And briefly in cricket, Kent's Zach Crawley has been dismissed for 76 on day one of the second Ashes test. The tourists decided to bat first. Australia lead the series 1-0. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, with no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose a subscription plan that works best for you. For more details, just head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.